This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
There's a growing network of local news sites popping up in Illinois and around the country. Sites with names like the Cook County Record, the Kankakee Times, the Lake County Gazette. They look like regular news sites, but behind the scenes, many of the articles are ordered up by PR or conservative political groups. That's according to a new investigation from the New York Times. Davy Alba with the Times is here to discuss the story, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Would you start first by telling us exactly how this network works?
So we have traced this network of almost 1,300 websites, and they have a presence across the entire U.S., targeting local communities. And they look very innocuous, but in between some of these more innocuous articles, there are slanted pieces. And so what we have found after months of investigation is that these articles are actually ordered up by political groups and corporate PR firms, and they typically promote a Republican candidate or company or smear their rivals.
And one of the examples you looked at was a site called the Illinois Valley Times. Tell us a little bit what's going on there.
When you go to that page, it looks like a normal local news website, but you'll see that it's actually covering a state senator named Sue Rezin a lot. You know, her name appears dozens of times just on that front page. And, you know, we called her up and she said that she didn't know why the outlet was covering her so much, but she didn't much mind that they were giving her all this positive coverage. We also spoke to one reporter who had written 34 of his last 40 stories on the site about Sue Rezin, and he said that the company would not let him speak to reporters.
What do we know about who's behind this network of sites?
We know that this very confusing web of companies all leads back to a particular individual, Brian Timponi, who's a mainstay in Republican politics in Illinois, actually.
And these sites aren't actually doing anything illegal, as far as we know. But what do you know about the potential impact of these sites, especially as local news outlets continue to shrink?
Yeah, I think it can't be overstated the potential damage such a network could do to the way we consume news and understand and get our facts. We have spoken to academics that have said that there have been 2,100 newspapers that have folded across the country since 2004, which is a 25% decline. That tends to be newspapers that cover local communities. And we see these websites filling in that news void and replacing people's local news diet with ordered up stories that are essentially propaganda stories ordered up by dozens of Republican operatives, conservative groups, and PR firms. So that is very troubling.
That's Davy Alba, one of the reporters of a New York Times investigation about a rising propaganda news network. This is WBEZ.